never did anything. He said it. Hello, somebody. And if the Lord can get the people that he has created, that he has decided to take up an abode in, if he can get you to agree and say with your mouth what is sitting in your belly, then the same God that created the earth can create a house for you when you can't even pay your light bill. Do y'all hear what I'm saying in here? God, I wish I had a church in here tonight. Do you realize what I'm saying to you? That your Johnny can be cutting up like 40 going north and failing in all his grace and just disobedient. And you can get in that Bible and read one scripture that said, and the fruit of my body shall be blessed. And you can begin to confess that with your mouth, and out of your mouth will come a sword that will cut off of Johnny everything that's not like God. The same power that was in Genesis is sitting in your belly right now. Everybody believe in God for a house. Everybody believe in God for a car. Everybody believe in God for Junior to be saved and Junebug them to come home and booking them to stop cutting up and put them guns down and all that stuff that we're going through in our families and stuff. What you got to do is you got to see booking them saved. See, you got to get a picture in your mind. You got to visualize yourself cooking in that kitchen. You got to see yourself driving that car. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody in here. See, God done already said it, but he cannot begin to bring it to pass until you see yourself. Because once you see yourself, you will not perish because you got a vision. No, this is how you pray. Lord, what will thou give me, being that I have no car? Because while you asking God for a Dodge and you asking God for a Chevy, he might be wanting to give you a brand new 1999 limousine and a driver that comes along with it. Y'all ain't said. So you better stop limiting God and say, God, I ain't got no car, but what will you give me? Because while you asking God for a Dodge, he may have in mind to give you a Mercedes that you ain't even got to pay for. So what I'm trying to say to y'all is this. You can't help but to get stuff. You can't help but to be blessed because you are sitting in the female gender of the nature of God. And the Spirit of the Lord is making intercession for the saints. For every vow or promise that the Lord makes you, it is illegal for God to make you a promise and you don't seal the promise with the sacrifice, because then you have no proof that God is coming in it. Do you not know if Aunt Maybell come to your house and sit down and start talking to y'all just talk about coffee and y'all just drink some coffee, oh, this is good coffee. And she said, and you know the Lord told me that this morning when I got up, I was just looking in the word and God began to give me a scripture. And do you not know that if she gives you one scripture, that she's not supposed to leave your house without you sowing a sacrifice into her life? Because then God has no business. He doesn't have to keep that word because there's no covenant between you. You just heard it. But what makes it covenant to the point that that God is obligated to do exactly what he said he gonna do, you have to lay a sacrifice for God to walk in. And that way, I don't care what the devil does, God gotta do it because you have sealed it with a sacrifice. See, understand this. Legally speaking, when we come to church and we say, thank the Lord for being here, and everybody get up and the choir sang and they said, now we gonna get the tithes and offering. Legally, you supposed to collect the tithes because that's not a gift that already belonged to God. But then I believe, based on what I've read, that the preacher should preach and then you make the decision whether or not you want to obligate God to that word in your life by laying a sacrifice after the word is preached. Therefore, you can walk away out of the church knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do exactly what he said he was going to do because I laid him down a sacrifice.